Alan Jolivet and Cesar Aguirre have struggled at least once in their lives, and each has relied on a local nonprofit to help. Jolivet landed, literally, in Tucson about 9 years ago with nothing.
I'm an evacuee of Hurricane Katrina from New Orleans, Louisiana.
He was with about 35 people from his apartment complex for days after the storm hit.
We stayed in the water for 9 days before we saw the first rescuer.
Then his future was chosen for him.
We were placed on the plane, brought to Tucson, wasn't told where we were going until we actually got here.
Once he was in Tucson, Jolivet says the community seemed well organized to provide housing and job training. He enrolled in a nursing program through JobPath, a nonprofit that helps connect people with job training programs, enroll them, and find a way to help them pay for it. Andrea Robeson is president of the JobPath Board of Directors.
The average increase in income from the time someone enters till they graduate and get their first job is over $30,000 a year. So people are making in the 40s mostly when they graduate. So we're moving people out of poverty and into the middle class.
That's one example of an organization working to help people get out of poverty. Jolivet needed a completely new set of skills. He had a career as a longshoreman, loading and unloading ships in the Gulf of Mexico. There's not a lot of opportunity for that in the Sonoran Desert, so he enrolled in nursing education. But he says having been through the experience of losing everything, he saw room for improvement.
When you look at the skills that is needed or the jobs that are available, let's say even in the nursing program that I went through and the occupational therapy and physical therapy programs, you know, we need more group and help to go through those programs, not just grants that wind up when you finish the program, you wind up with a $40,000 grant, but something that you can get into immediately and start building your own basic income.
Cesar Aguirre's experience with poverty is more long-term. Aguirre says he grew up in poverty, and he now lives and works at Casa Maria Soup Kitchen. He devotes himself to the organization that feeds homeless and hungry Tucsonans. His housing and living expenses are covered. His paycheck is $10 a week. He says local poverty may mean something different than people expect.
A lot of people in my community are really willing to work, but there's no jobs out there. There's no full-time jobs out there. There's no living wage jobs out there. They have to settle for part-time work. And it makes it really difficult when you're trying to raise a family on part-time jobs.
33% of those who are poor in Tucson have part-time jobs. Aguirre says being an advocate for oneself and neighbors is a critical tool in the fight against local poverty.
You know, as a Catholic worker, the idea is not just to do the charity, but also get out there and fight for justice. So we organize around the Tucson Bus Rider Union. In our community, most people depend on the bus. They use it to get to work, to school, to get their kids to school.
The Tucson Bus Rider Union is opposing SunTran fare increases now being discussed by city officials. Aguirre, who dropped out of school and at one point used drugs, says he's learned the importance of education. He's a single parent and is involved at his children's school.
I'm a huge advocate of public education. Both of my girls attend public schools in the TUSD district. Over the last 5 years, TUSD shut down 21 schools. For us, education is one of the main things that can help people lift themselves out of poverty.
Robeson on the JobPath board says she sees a need to make adjustments every day for what job seekers really need.
We need to be flexible in our approach. We need to be flexible in our training. We need to be flexible in seeking the jobs, train for the jobs that are really there, that are going to be there in the next 2-3 years.
Jolivet says job training programs for adults like him who need to start a new career are critical, but training could start even earlier.
I see that maybe more collaboration among different businesses to provide wages that are decent wages, training from various programs, and increasing the education, not just from in the high schools and the colleges, to develop more skills.
1 in 3 Tucson children live below the poverty threshold. Jolivet's and Aguirre's interest in focusing on education before adulthood could be a key to helping the youngest Tucsonans find a way out of poverty. I'm Andrea Kelly, Arizona Public Media.